Gemma presents Pirates on Dinosaur Island by Mark Edwards. Digitally narrated using the voice of William Birch. I know not what to call this, nor will I urge that it is a secret overruling decree that hurries us on to be the instruments of our own destruction, even though it be before us, and that we rush upon it with our eyes open. Daniel Defoe. Robinson Crusoe, 1719. Chapter 1. The author finds himself at the mercy of dire and bloody circumstance. I awoke to the slaughterhouse smell of blood and the sulphur stink of gunpowder. There were muffled cries, and a cold internal voice told me, "Your hearing is nearly gone from standing too close to a 12-pound cannon. And those are cries of the wounded, and when you open your eyes, you will wish you hadn't." I did open my eyes. The deck of the brig was carnage. Fiercely armed men rushed about, blood flowed from the scuppers, spars were shattered and splintered, a mast and sail had crashed onto the foredeck, and a score of wounded and dead were scattered about. I could not see out of my left eye, and I reached up expecting the worst to find that I